In a time where unsolicited advice, opinions, and dick pics are the norm,
here's a podcast you didn't ask for,
but we're giving you anyway.
Well, actually, who asked you anyway? Mind if I jump in here real quick? No one cares. Allow me to play devil's advocate.
I don't think you know what that word means.
This fucking guy.
This is Unsolicited.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Unsolicited Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jack, and here with me, as usual, Tommy and Kelly. How are we all doing today? You guys both have your blurred backgrounds on Zoom. Have you had a lot of like important meetings today that you couldn't show your backgrounds?
Mine's always blurred because I have strippers in the background.
Okay. That's reasonable.
I just started doing that yesterday. I don't know why. I just figured it looked odd because I was on a pitch meeting and I'm like, oh, people don't need to see my house and my pictures and stuff.
Yeah, that's why I put it on, because I'm like, at all of the Zoom meetings that I had to do for IDCAT experts, I'm like, I don't want to worry about what's back there.
Yep.
A giant dildo, a dog, I don't know.
You don't know. You don't know in your house what's going to be back there.
I mean, to be fair, I do not keep a giant dildo in my house.
Why
at all.
Not? That's really not why not?
You know, boring. What? I lost the big dildo from IDCAT. It might be in my trunk. Not that one, though.
Okay, don't start the podcast talking about dildos. Can't do that.
Yeah, what do you mean? We've talked about much worse.
What do you mean?
I feel like all we do is talk about dildos or whatnot.
You go to church this week or something? What's up with that?
No, I just figure, you know, the first few minutes we got to ease into it. Like a big dildo.
Yeah. You got to lube it up first before you jam in the dildo.
You
got to
ease into it. Can't just jam them with a big dildo right out of the gate.
Well, I spit on it.
Oh, no. Okay.
Now
okay.
We're too far. Now I'm just completely disgusted.
Tommy's going to hang up. We shot.
We haven't talked.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We shot a music video for Doohickeys on Tuesday. It's a fake zombie apocalypse, but all the zombies are single guys who are just hitting on Haley the whole time, because the song is called Raining in Cowboy, and it's about when a guy grabbed Haley's butt in a bar. And
you said Rain It In Cowboy?
Rain It In Cowboy. And we opened on a new segment with Gray Delisle, whose voice you've heard in every cartoon you've ever seen, and that's why I have like this fake news microphone flag right now, which the viewers can't see, but you guys can see
out there.
Yeah, it's happening.
Yeah,
this happened last year.
I can't believe that just happens
every day. It's happening
every day. It's happening.
What the fuck world do I live in where no one's grabbing any butts? People are barely hug anymore because they're afraid of the uncomfortableness that comes along with it.
Well, I guess you're not at bars very often.
Oh, no, I spend plenty of time in bars. I just...
What do you mean? Tommy's always at a bar.
Maybe I'm just aging out of it. No one's grabbing my butt anymore, and that's why I'm aging out.
That's true. I mean, have you ever had your butt grabbed in public by someone you did not know?
Yeah, I was just going to ask that. I was like...
No.
Oh.
You're not really the demographic.
Yeah, you're not... Women aren't really known going around grabbing random dudes' butts. That's not quite the stereotype.
Your kind of people are usually the ones grabbing the butts.
You might have a friend or two that have done it.
No, they might grab a waitress's arm or something. I always
that's so bad.
I always joke around my buddy Eric. I'm like, dude, you're so old school. You still touch waitresses, like, and not in a bad way, but like, yes, sweetie, thanks. Touch your arm. I'm like, dude, what are you crazy? Don't touch anyone in public. Like when they want to tell her something, yes, I'll have a. Okay, great. You know, like, ah, you're touching people. What are you in this day and age?
Kelly, have you had your butt grabbed? I assume.
Oh yeah, yeah, and that's the. There are those types of guys that always are trying to be handsy, where it's like if you're in a bar and they're trying to walk past you, it's always like putting their hand on your lower back and stuff like that. And it's like you wouldn't do that to a guy that you were trying to walk past.
And this one
or they slide the hand slowly down the back, you know?
Yeah. And Haley's situation was a goodbye hug. And we trusted this guy, and that was the goodbye hug. And we're like, what the fuck? Where the hell did that come from? She came to me right afterwards, like, what the fuck? And I was like, what? We're trying to like reason, like maybe it was an accident. And
did
the more
kick
we talked
to him,
he wasn't in the band.
Oh, okay. Just trying. I was fishing. I was hoping he was in the band.
That would be very fun drama.
Although, so you wrote a song about the guy in the band who grabbed his ass.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be our lead single. That once I get the video done, I just got all the footage today, I'll start editing that. And then when that's done, we'll do like a couple week campaign, send it off to magazines and things to try to get write-ups for it before it comes out. And then the release will happen. We'll have a party, yada, yada, yada. So that's my game plan for the next couple months, doing all that shit.
T is all in, folks. All in on, and that's not a pun on my show, but he's all in on the band.
Yep.
Hold on one second. I just realized I'm on my shitty internet, so.
Oh, okay. It's just us guys, Tommy.
Just us guys.
When you're
frozen.
Okay, so
just
you're
us guys.
So, Tommy, you're married. Tommy, serious question.
Yeah, I forget
married.
That sometimes, but yes, I am.
How often are you shaving your genitals?
I mean, buzzing? I don't shave anything. I buzz.
Buzz. How often are you buzzing?
Every 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
And how long do you get it to? I'm just curious because I don't talk to anybody about this. Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm like, I'm a one clip or I'm a no clip.
Okay. And you use Manscaped?
Yeah, something like that. No clip though.
Okay. No clip. All right. Good to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah. And, I don't think it matters anymore. Like sometimes I'll go longer. I guess it's like when you're married, people tend not to care, but I try and be respectful.
Yeah. That's nice.
I would expect that.
Have you had a discussion about it?
No.
Hmm.
I just don't. I want to keep it so we don't have to have a discussion about manscaping.
Yes.
I'm talking about Kelly.
Good.
Right? Okay. So it's like,
there was only three options of what you guys would be talking about.
I think that's what we always talk about when you suddenly disappear for some reason.
The second you got off, you started asking about.
But this was a genuine question because I'm not in a relationship, so I'm curious if like it's been a discussion. Is that something you talk about with one another? I assume it is, but like, I've never had to have that conversation with anybody.
Well, I there's always like this where I worry sometimes that I'm like, oh, I'm gonna shave up my body, you know?
Yeah.
And I always, and my brain goes right to like, I worry. I'm like, is she gonna think that, like, why are you so trimmed and proper? Like, you haven't been like that for a couple of months now. Are you doing something? You know what I mean? Like, your brain goes to like, is she gonna suspect that I'm doing something?
Like, if I look too good, she'll think I'm cheating.
Yeah, she'll think I'm like trying to impress somebody else, you know?
Kelly, have you had this conversation with anybody?
No.
Like, bro, this shit's too long. Get it together.
No, I don't think, I can't remember ever having a time where somebody was like truly unkempt. And if I did, it was probably when I was drunk and didn't notice.
Cool.
But no, not anybody I've dated.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, males can't like not know that it's not an in thing. Like if they watch any pornography at all, they realize that not everybody looks like they did in the '70s in their manscaping, general manscaping. Like they got to know that, like, okay, well, big hairy back is probably not in because I don't see it in the mainstream on any form of pornography. And then if they can't figure that out from there, then they're, something's wrong with them.
Because I feel like the '70s too, you have like a Burt Reynolds, like a big hairy chest poking out. But now I feel like everyone, like all the guys are doing like shaved chest things and like chest hairs.
Well, all you
and
had
that,
to do
like,
is tell a man that his penis looked bigger if he had to shave his genitals. And they were on board.
Yeah. A brilliant ruse.
Yeah. They're all, and even though that could be that's complete bullshit, but they're still like, hey, you know, every perception counts. Like a camera angle.
It is interesting. It's like, it might actually make it look bigger, but it also makes it look like a pedophile. Like, it's just like, what are you doing here? Why are you just hanging out here alone? like, what's going on?
What's this little baby dick doing here? Hey!
It's such an awkward thing to have, though. I mean, like, God really is, you know, the universe, I don't know what, like, it's just, it's, you know, where you grow hair is so weird.
Yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
Imagine if your eyebrows were like
If they just kept
truly
growing,
like head hair, and they just like really grew, and you could have like eyebrow bangs, and
yeah, or braid them like cornrows back then. Yeah. Hey,
so sorry, I need to comb my eyebrows real quick and spray them so they don't move during the day.
Yeah, people would make a fashion statement.
Some people wouldn't wear like eyeshadow because they would have the hair like framed the right way. It'd be like kind of Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah.
Bangs. Yeah, that's a cool idea. We should.
What about the eyebrow comb over to make it a unibrow for guys that are like running out of eyebrow hair? You're just coming over the yeah. one eyebrow to the other one.
Yeah, eyelashes.
Another eyelashes seem to be another trick by God that like guys have nice ones and women who want them are all falling out. It's maybe because they keep doing stuff to them.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably.
My wife always says that about my eyelashes. I always see her when I'm laying down in bed. I always see her staring at me from the left. I'm like, what are you looking at? My beautiful eyelashes? And then I bat my eyes. I fucking hate you because I have no eyelashes and you don't have to, you have them. Why is that?
Yeah, probably from years of putting makeup on and then washing it off. It, you know, rips your lashes up.
Yeah, and those eyelashes don't just grow like body hair. I'll tell you that.
You'd say that again.
Your eyelashes grew like the hair on your
man. I mean, they would just always, my eyelashes always get in my eyes, so I'm sure it would just be so much worse.
It would just look like you're crying in a horror movie all the time.
My dad used to get compliments on him when he was younger. He would get compliments on how long his lashes were, and he hated it, so he cut his to make them shorter.
Jesus.
I know.
Gotta get my glasses on to read this next first text from Kirk West.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. So, by the way, the official date and time of the launch celebration that DJ and I are doing, it's free. It's March 19th, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, and you can go to loadedpod.com to sign up for an invite.
Okay, so that plug will only make sense if I'm on the money and upload this before then?
That's why I just said it, because I'm like, now Jack will have to upload this.
Well, I mean, we still have about 40 plus minutes of this podcast, so good chance I'll forget. So plug it again at the end.
Wait, March 19th at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time.
We're doing
and you have to go to that. You have to go to your website, which is the loaded.com. What is it?
Loadedpod.com.
Loadedpod.com. And where do you go when you get there? Where do you go on the webpage?
It'll be the only thing you see. It'll just say add your email address and a message if you want, and then that will send it to me so I can send out the invites.
And will my address be in some type of database then? And once you do that, put your name?
Of course.
No, I'm far too lazy to.
You're not collecting that stuff in order to get. No. You have to put your email in to get the invite.
The fact that I even have to do this part is so annoying to me. I'm like, why did we even say we would do this?
Organizational
nightmare.
Are you going to have everybody look at you, or are you mute and not see them?
I couldn't exactly hear what you said. Are we gonna have them looking at me, or
Yeah, you're gonna like do. Is it gonna be like is it Zoom?
We might. We originally were thinking Zoom, but we might do YouTube Live. So that's why I haven't sent out the invites yet, because we're just gonna figure that out.
Exciting, and that's a Wednesday, right?
No, that's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Wednesday it launches.
Oh boy.
All right.
Excited?
I'm very excited. Yeah, we.
So everybody, you know, you heard it here first.
It truly has gotten better every episode, and now I feel like we're at the point where like we're in the groove and DJ's not nervous.
Are you going to cut any, or are you just going to put them all out there?
No, we're going to put them all out.
Cool.
Rhino decided as soon as we started this that he wanted to go.
I have to put a bed in. I.
Oh. Wait.
You have to go to bed?
Yeah. What's happening?
No, I.
Yes?
I have to put a bet in.
You have to put a bet in.
A bet in, yeah. The cats and the. So, because the game's going to start. And that's how I pay for the things I want to do on the weekend, by putting bets in.
Are you putting it? Are you using a website? Are you putting it in at a casino?
I'm using it on my app.
Okay. What is the app?
But you guys, don't worry. It's a betting app. It's a gambling app.
Yeah, which one?
This one particularly is William Hill.
William Hill. I don't know. Oh, that's gonna be one like that.
I do hockey games at William Hill.
You're betting on hockey games?
Yeah, you bet over unders on hockey. It's pretty much the best odds you got.
All right.
Oof, I got crushed today.
What is going on? Well.
He's putting in a bet for hockey.
So we're podcasting, then he just gets on his phone and then starts narrating out loud what he's doing on his phone. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you never know what you're going to expect on this podcast.
You're such
you know?
A boomer, dude. You're such a boomer.
Tommy Boomer.
Jack, how was the ID Cat live podcast? I was there.
Thank you for asking, Kelly, who was there. It was very fun. The topic was Amelia Earhart, and that'll come out Tuesday. So I'm not going to really spoil too much of it. But it was a great one. I shouted you out at one point. I don't remember what I said, but I think I was like, Kelly, why aren't you here?
Oh, yeah.
I think and Jim then, made some joke or something.
Yeah. I already forgot what it was. But.
Me too. Hey, so audience, when you hear that moment, Kelly's over there to the side. She's in the room.
It actually freaked me out for a second because Jim was like, or you were like, and she's here. And so everybody in the room looked in my direction. And that was like, it felt very like Get Out. It's like all of a sudden everybody's staring at you. And I was like, hi.
Hi.
Very nerve wracking.
I got in for free. Don't worry.
I'm here. Are you back, Tommy?
I am back. Yeah.
He's still looking at his phone.
Yeah.
No, Tommy,
you're putting your glasses on to read a message.
Yeah, well, you started talking about different shows that everyone's pitching their own shit. I also have a show that airs on March 20th. For those who live in Las Vegas, it's going to air on March 25th on Monday at 10 p.m. On Vegas PBS. Anyway, name
and it's
check
called
heard.
What? And the show's called what?
Vegas All In.
There we go.
Name check heard. Saving my own show in three parts.
Okay.
I was watching an old episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark? A girl got a stone that opened a portal through her mirror to her same room 100 years ago with a kid in it. She suggests taking him to her time and bring him back. She said it's amazing and he'll die. So I wondered, would you be able to do that without causing that person severe depression or to be locked up in a mental facility? If you like take someone 100 years from the past and take them to the future, I was watching an old episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark? A girl got stone and opened a portal through her mirror to save her 100 years ago with a kid in it. She suggests taking him to her time and bring him back. She said it's amazing and he'll die. Maybe you mean he'll love it. So I wondered, would you be able to do that without causing that person severe depression or to be locked up in a mental facility? And then it said,
if you forcibly make somebody time travel, yeah, I think that would probably fuck somebody up.
And then he says, it's clear Zach's dead. Tommy obviously killed him due to incompetence. We know how patient Tommy is. He reads the messages from that account. What more proof do you need? I flush him down the toilet small bits at a time.
Did you kill Zach?
I didn't. And I said, it's the Unsolicited Podcast. I mean, you say it right in the intro. You didn't ask, but we're giving it to you anyway. Please ask, because we're open to the idea of giving it to you. Welcome to Solicited. 1-800-WRITEIN.
What?
Have any of you watched a program on Netflix yet? Holy shit. All right, this is just ramblings.
I'm going to call this like the brain melt episode or something, because I'm...
Yeah.
I feel like I'm high, but I'm not.
I feel like I'm on something. I don't know if it's my Wi-Fi connection or whatever it is.
Yeah, I feel like my Wi-Fi is bad, too.
Nothing's making any sense. I think the connection's fine. I just am not grasping what's going on.
All right, let me try it again. This is Candy Cab.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, great.
What's up, Unsolicited Fucks? Tommy, the lacrosse game is on 4:20 at 7 p.m. at the Mandalay Bay Michelob Ultra Arena. We're probably having some beers in the lot beforehand because the booze is expensive inside. Like it's a Vegas Knights game or something. Can't wait to probably not see you because I'm sure you're probably doing something cooler. LOL, JK. Bye.
You going to go to that?
I'll go. But 420 is also the weekend of fish, so I doubt I'll have Saturday night tickets for that. So I would go to a lacrosse game. So I'll see you there. I don't want anyone fawning over me and acting weird, though. I just want to be. I'm a regular guy.
That's right.
I'm just a regular guy going to see a lacrosse game in the desert.
It's gonna be fun. Just send videos
and listen and don't ask me to do jokes or tell stories. I'm just a regular guy.
Do people often come up to you? Say, hey,
tell me a story.
Hey, tell me about what you flush. Hey, this guy flushes stuff down his toilet. Tell us all about it. Like, nope. No, I am a regular dude. I know it doesn't seem that way.
Hey, everybody. Take my word. I'm a regular guy.
I'm just one of you guys. I'm just one of the guys.
Despite what literally everybody thinks of Tommy, he's just a regular guy.
He's a regular guy. Right. He has the same old opinions as the rest of you.
I put my pants on one leg at a time, just like you guys.
You don't jump and try to get both at the same time like me?
I actually have one of those things that you like put like a garbage bag on to throw things in that holds it open. I put my pants on one of those so I could just jump right off the bed right into them.
That feels like a Wallace and Gromit invention. Oh, wait, I forget. You guys haven't fucking seen that show. Great.
Doesn't exist. Fake.
The butler actually holds them open for me.
That's great. Just one butler, not both of them?
No, I just need one.
Okay. He's a regular guy. You only had one butler, you idiot.
Sorry.
Told you, I'm a regular guy.
He's not one of those hoity-toity people with two butlers. God.
You think a regular guy would have two butlers? No, regular guys have one.
No.
Only have one. And he's definitely got like an old English name.
like Alfred. Alfred, yeah, of course.
Walter.
Yep.
Alfred, Walter, Benjamin. You know, something along those lines.
Clancy.
No, I don't know.
Clancy. Beauregard.
Yes. Mr. Belvedere.
Mr. Belvedere. Like the whiskey?
That's a good show.
Uh-huh. Let's see what else we got here. Chris Oyama. Would you rather look like Jar Jar Binks or talk like Jar Jar Binks?
Oh shit.
You're not allowed to kill yourself.
Damn it. What if it's unrelated?
Not positive.
I think I would rather sound like Jar Jar Binks than look like Jar Jar Binks.
Are you looking sound up, like?
Are you looking up Jar Jar Binks? Binks?
Oh, hello, Mr. Jar Jar Binks. Okey-dokey.
I'd rather look like him. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think he looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, you look like you can. Like, can't they swim really well?
No, but something? You just look like him. You're gonna have your same swimming ability.
He's very clumsy. Like, he was like an attempt to have some comedy, you know.
Yeah, he was the comedic relief that was unnecessary.
Mm-hmm. But he looks like he's jacked.
Probably. He's a Gungan.
Here's Jonathan O'Dungalang. Hello, Unsolicited 3. Really disappointed I missed a live show. Hope to get on the next one.
We're also disappointed.
Hunting is a lot of fun, and at the level we play in the Boston area, Junior C's, it's not that rough. Although I did dislocate my clavicle from my sternum last season. I'd be a player manager. I'll be a player manager this season. With that in mind, would you rather be the ugliest person in the world or smell the worst?
Fuck.
Ugliest.
Smell the worst or ugly?
You can't really monetize.
I was gonna smell say.
You can be ugly. You can be the ugliest person in the world and get an OnlyFans, and people will subscribe even if it's to make.
You just turned me with your business mindset on the situation. I didn't think about monetizing it.
my brain went right to what are those things called when people want a message from you? Canva? No.
Cameo.
Yeah.
Cameo. Cameo. You'd make a killing just on cameos. If you were if you were known as the ugliest man in the world.
Yeah. You might be ugly, but you're going to be rich as fuck. So.
Yeah.
That's true.
But also, ugliness is an eye of the beholder. So not everyone might think you're the ugliest man.
True.
And if you're the ugliest, here's what I will say. I'd rather be the ugliest, like, not deformed man, right? Because I feel like you know, that gets slippery where it's like, oh, you could have your head blown off with a shotgun and now you're the ugliest man in the world, right? But you're still alive with a giant hole in your head. Or you can just be like not proportionally right and ugly. I don't want to be deformed, is like, what I'm saying.
So you'd rather smell the worst?
No, I just want to be ugly, but not sickly ugly.
So like the elephant man. You won't be like the elephant man.
Like deform.
Well, I hope you look better than you sound.
I'd rather smell.
Yeah, Tommy's only willing to be a five at the very least. He's not willing to commit to the.
Yeah. Well, I mean, only go down two spots. Or
look, you said you would be willing to look like Jar Jar Binks, so I think he would probably be the ugliest guy on earth. So you've got that going.
Something, I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to smell because then, like, people can still have, like, relationships where people want to hang out with them if they're ugly. But, like, if you smell really bad, then it would be such a barrier to having any type of relationship.
It's true. Yeah.
I don't know.
I just want to be alone. Let me stink.
No, I just was thinking about how rough it must be to be ugly.
He wouldn't know. He's just a regular guy.
Just a regular old seven, sometimes eight.
And I didn't really know how to say that. I didn't really know how to say that without sounding arrogant. I didn't know how to say that.
Don't worry, you did sound arrogant. There's no.
But I told you, I'm a regular guy. I'm just a regular seven, guys. Just a seven, cruising through life, not at the top.
An LA seven,
a little bit better than the bottom. Yeah, I'm an LA seven, which makes me in Vegas like an LA. 7.5.
Wait, so if you're an LA 7, does that make you a New York 7, or does the number change between LA and New York?
I think New York's better looking than LA as a whole.
I think on the level of those things, I think the major cities generally will be like pretty similar. Like LA and New York would be pretty similar. Chicago is like a slight downgrade, or like you're more attractive in Chicago than you're perceived to be in LA or New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole element of like, you know, more fashion sense and more money, maybe. I mean, Miami's got really good looking people too, but that's also because it's always hot and you're always in a bathing suit or half naked. So you take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
But.
How was Vegas?
Vegas has got really good looking people, but they're like, I feel like a lot of the women in Vegas are, you know, have a lot of plastic surgery. It's a different kind of hot. You know, it's a harder hot.
It's like a dry
porn
hot.
Porn starry, clubby hot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
There's no wholesome hotness in Vegas.
No.
Yeah.
No.
There's no wholesome hot in Vegas.
Where would wholesome hot be?
But I gotta say, Texas has got some really pretty women.
That's the wholesome hot. They're all Christian girls.
Yep. Cowboy boots and stuff. We do have these bars here. Like the other day I went to Old Red, which is
the Blake Shelton bar. Yeah.
And there was like, you know, I was sitting there, my buddy Phil, just having a drink just to check it out. And, you know, tons of girls floating around in there. And they all come in because they're like from Michigan, from Missouri, Indiana, Tennessee. And you're just like all wholesome. A lot of homely. As well, but all wholesome. I didn't know homie was an insult until not too long ago.
I learned that word from Jim because he uses it all the time.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I always thought homie was like the girl next door. Like, oh, she's very homely. Like, she's like, you know, like close to home and not all done up and dolled up. But homie is not that at all. Apparently, it's like an insult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Because homely kind of just means like there's a difference between what guys perceive to be a girl who doesn't wear makeup and who probably does wear makeup, but it's just a more of a natural look. And then how people perceive somebody who like doesn't put themselves together at all. Like, so me most of the time where it's just like no makeup, hair in a fucking messy bun, sweatpants, all of that stuff. Like that's more homely.
I don't think somebody I would describe you as homely though.
I'm definitely,
I would never describe you as homely. I would, I, and I don't, I guess I just
I'm saying somebody who presents themselves that way all the time, where it's just like the clearly their outer appearance is not a priority to them, and whether that's good or bad, it's not. There's no morality to that, but that is more of what the look of somebody who's homely
no,
is.
I think there is morality. Right, but if you don't put an effort, you suck.
If you're naturally a 10
right.
or 9 or 10.
Of course.
And you decide not wear makeup and hair and put your hair in a bow, wear sweatpants, like...
Put your hair in a bow, that's right.
You're technically homely, but you can still be hot.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that somebody who's conventionally hot who doesn't wear makeup is going to appear homely. It's more somebody who like doesn't have the, you know, traditionally attractive features plus does not put effort into their appearance.
Look, I'd take homely over homeless, so, you know...
Well, it depends. I always thought homie meant like country home, hometown girl close to home. And other people look the way you described it, Kelly, which sounds like here's someone who doesn't really normally leave home, so they don't have to get themselves done up. And in the way Jack explained it, it was completely different too. He's like homeless.
I think they would describe and a mixture of all of the three is the bird lady from Home Alone to tie it in with the home.
Which Jackie loves that movie. And every time I see it, I'm like, first of all, you hate birds. This woman is disgustingly filthy. And it's like, why are we?
I just looked up homely in the dictionary.
Like, she's way too nice. We're like, oh, rooting for her. I'm like, she's a cuckoo bird. No pun intended. Like, why are we rooting for this homeless crazy person?
She was nice to him. She's not crazy. She took care of
she's
him.
She's not crazy. She lives in a
I mean, she wasn't. No, she wasn't causing him any harm, though. It's like,
and she's got no bird shit on her, which is completely.
She trained her bird shit on her. Come on, Tommy.
She probably smelled wonderful.
The dictionary says homely means unattractive in appearance. The adjective,
it's certainly a more niche description of somebody.
I think this describes it better. I think the adjective homely is slightly more gentle word than ugly, with meaning closer to plain.
I'm just gonna not use it and play it safe.
It's closer to plain than hideous.
Yeah.
I think plain is closer.
Yeah.
Nobody but plain doesn't feel as hurtful as homely.
Yes.
Well, like I said,
I think homely's worse than plain.
I'm just a plain guy who goes to games and has one butler and is 7.5.
The plane, right?
7.5 in Vegas, 7 in LA, New York.
I guess this next question goes along. This is, it's Erica Noel Bino. And she says, well, I've been called out.
Yep.
She said, you all seem so youthful and playful, even though Tommy's like 60. Any tips on how to stay fun as I age? Love you guys. 1-800 Mark, save your own show.
Thank you for the question, because we're just three, just your run-of-the-mill, homely individuals.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I'm a homely guy who likes to just... Yeah, I'm a homely... plain guy.
I'm a plain old homely man, 8 or 9 in LA.
When you're homely,
every time I talk about it, the number goes up another half to a point. Yeah.
pushing 10. Like,
I'm a simple, homely 10. What is the secret to staying young? Because I'd like to hear it myself.
Make sure you drink water.
Yeah, I need to do that.
Shirking all responsibilities, making bad decisions,
not knowing what's going to happen like past 2 weeks or how you're going to pay your bills.
Never growing.
Yeah, that
up.
Keeps you alive. Yeah,
that keeps you lively.
Only keep eating Kraft mac and cheese and chicken nuggets every night. That keeps you young.
I stopped from McDonald's on the way home. That's healthy.
Yeah. I can make my friends giggle, but I can't afford food.
That's like that seems like that should be the title of like every comedian's memoir.
Yeah,
I can make you laugh, but I've never bought a round of drinks.
I have a special talent that's worth no money.
My special skill is always going to the bathroom right when the check is dropped at dinner.
But speaking of comedians, Jim, I saw Jim last week. He was good. And the place got pretty filled up too. It was crazy because right before he went on, he was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I have nothing. And just went out there, told a couple old ones I heard from back in the day, but they all worked and had a good show.
There you go.
There you go.
And then did you help take photos, Tommy?
Huh?
Did you help take photos
for the meet and greet? I did not. JJ did, and it might have been the worst photo taking I've ever seen. Like, he had like a... so Jim had a meet and greet, which he didn't agree to and didn't know why.
Yeah, we don't know who put that in. Even the Mirage was like, I don't remember doing this before. Right. How do you want to do it? I'm like, I don't know.
And I'm a regular guy, so I don't do meet and greets, but... But I look at the people in line for these meet and greets, and I'm not discouraging any of you who go
homely.
To meet and greets.
Homely.
It's a homely crowd.
Homely bunch.
But like fives or sixes.
The Kango guy was there. I don't know if you know who that is.
The who?
There's a guy who wears a red Kango who never misses a show, apparently, on the whole West Coast that Jim does.
Kango?
And of course,
Kango.
Like, you know, Kango, red Kango. Like a.
Kango? Of
course, Kango.
Like the beret thing, the Kangol with OL?
Kangol hat?
Yeah.
Either way, I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't know who that is either, but I know what the hat is.
Okay. Well, you should know because he's someone to keep an eye out if he's listening. Someone to keep an eye on.
Show yourself there was a couple people Kangol hat
like,
guy.
Got back in line to get retake pictures because JJ, you know, like you have a step and repeat, and JJ is about 10 feet back taking pictures. They're like this big in the screen. So in the monitor on their phone, I'm looking at, he's got about 2 feet on each side past the definitely feet, and he's cutting them off at the waist, right? So there's all ceiling and whatever, and you know, it's like I was just like, oh, so when he's done, there's people getting back in line.
Okay, you know? So what happened is I asked Forrest to do it. He goes, I don't want to do that. Why have someone on staff do it? Okay. I talked to the Mirage and go, hey, can we have someone on staff take it? It'd be kind of weird if like the people that open for Jim are taking the photos. It'd be kind of weird. And the Mirage goes, when we do meet and greets, we don't take them because we don't want the liability of taking a bad photo. Because if once you guys leave, there's nothing they can do. They can't chase us down. The fact that JJ's taking the worst photos ever. I'm like, okay, point Mirage. You got it. I totally understand.
Well, JJ took some pretty bad ones. So, well, then Taisy took it from him because I think she saw how bad he was doing. There wasn't that many, though. I mean, there was a good amount, but like... Man, some people, like, I felt so bad for Jim because I was just kind of standing off. And, like, some of the people who come to meet him, like, can't even put proper sentences together. And, like, and it wasn't drunk. It was, like, mentally homely. I don't know. Mentally not there.
Are you sure they're not just nervous because they're meeting somebody?
No, no, no,
it's
no.
Probably like, a mix
can,
of
you,
both.
You can usually tell that stuff by looking at their shoes. Right?
Describe the shoes, Tommy.
I already know what you're talking about too.
When you're a grown man with Velcro shoes. No, when you're a grown man with Velcro shoes that are not clean, and you're also wearing like your pants are falling off of you, and you're just not dressed appropriately for a show or going out in public in general. Anyway, they have presents and shit, which were all left there, by the way. Because they weren't like presents, they were like, it was like food.
Yeah, food, like people shouldn't give food because like we don't know what's in it. And like,
right. Yeah, the Velcro shoes and food.
The food is appreciated. We won't eat it because we just don't know who's good and who's bad. So
we have to like really, really think about using the drugs that we're given. But usually that's.
I mean, there was some nice cookies there. But I kept looking at his shoes and then wondering how long has this stuff been sitting in his pantry, and he's like running out of the house and they're like, Dad, grab something for Jim, and they just like there was
I the made pantry. These for you, but then your show got rescheduled for 4 months later, but here they are.
Yeah, leftover cookies from Christmas and stuff, you know, all that stuff. I don't
Santa
know.
Santa didn't eat them, wink wink.
Yeah. What do you mean? There's no Santa?
No, he just didn't like them.
No. Oh, I was just, thank God. I thought you were going to ruin Christmas for me in March.
I'll get off.
Kelly's getting attacked by her dog.
Rhino's standing on my hair.
He's got his ass in the camera.
Ow!
Yeah.
Ow!
Jeez. You know,
the show needs some John right now.
It does. Did he call?
Yeah, he did.
All right.
Great. Here we go. Ready for some John action?
Wait, no, that's me. Hey, degenerate fucks. It's everybody's favorite blind degenerate fuck, John. Tommy stopped calling me out. I was giving other people a chance to call in. But here I am. So, Jack, I sent you money on PayPal for a sponsor. So there you go. You can read that out. Everybody take heed. It's very, very important. And if you've already read it, whatever, it's still very, very important. So, yeah, life's fucking same old, same old. Not drinking as much, trying to go Monday through Thursday with no drinking, just on the weekends, because, well, it's not good for me. And I just don't get as drunk as I used to could. I guess if I try hard enough, I might could again. Anyway, all right. Nothing else to say. All right, 1-800-MARK. Fuck you.
Send button.
And that shit was hilarious, Sarah.
I think Sarah left a message and she says, "Press start, play." It's like, I have his sponsor right here.
Who is it?
Yeah, I love how you just found it too, because that was a total surprise to you, and you're like, "Oh shit, I better go." Check. How
hey, look. I'm not going to say.
$10,000?
10 grand, yeah.
Oh, nice. Thanks, John.
He goes, it's all typed out from John Marcotte. Send button, ink. Blind people are the best! 2 exclamation points. For those of you who don't know a blind person, we recommend going out and find one. They are easy to find. Just find the person with a long white cane or holding on to a harness that a dog is wearing. Once you find that person, walk up to them and start a conversation. Know when starting a conversation with a blind person, don't ask about their blindness right away. In case you didn't know, blind people are just people who just happen to be blind. Regular homely blind people. ask them instead how their life is, how the job is going, are they in a relationship, or anything else other than blindness. If you are not in a relationship, maybe think this blind person is just a person who is blind, and maybe this person who happens to be blind might be the one for you or the one for one of your friends. Again, blind people are the best. Go out and make friends with us. Sincerely, everyone's favorite blind degenerate fuck, John. That's a good sponsor.
I think that was almost like an ad to get John laid, I think.
I think so. Hey, listeners, I got a friend named John who's just a normal guy who just happens
to be blind.
He's a regular
everyday motherfucker.
He's got a job. He used to drink more, but now he drinks less, which is good.
Works on a walnut farm.
Walnut farm. Can you turn down the iPad? It's getting all that clicky.
Do the right thing. Touch a blind man's penis today.
Touch a blind man's penis today. That's our new charity, Kelly.
Yes.
Blind people get the pee-pee touch.
Will you screenshot this?
Oh, yeah. I am screenshotting Kelly with Rhino.
He's involved. Oh. He's so over this.
Good sponsor, John. Thanks. Thanks for sending that in. We're pro blind people on this podcast.
That's good, John.
Can't wait to touch your penis.
You know, it's almost like we should have a booth that blind people can go in and kind of just stick their pee sheet through.
Yeah.
And then people just go in there and touch it after they put some money in.
Pee sheet?
Or maybe we start a dating show for blind people called like Love is Blind or something.
Here's what I was thinking. You threw me off when you said home with blind associate.
Tommy, you broke up.
Because, when you said homely, I'm just a regular homely blind guy.
Yeah.
It doesn't make it, aren't most blind people homely, probably?
No, not necessarily.
What if there are 10 that just happen to can't see?
No, that movie with, what the hell is his name? Was it like Scent of a Woman or something?
I haven't seen it.
I don't know. I've heard of it.
Al Pacino when he's blind.
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, well, Al Pacino's blind and he's taking this guy around. He's very classy.
Yeah.
Nice suit. He looks really good.
Because not all people were born blind. Some people lose it later.
Yeah.
So they could have been a nice, sightful catch and then became a homely blind person later.
I don't know. It's because it seems like it would be hard to put makeup on. Colin O'Connor, I saw you send and unsend 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 messages, buddy.
Damn.
A little indecisive, don't you think?
I don't know what's worse, being called out for unsending messages or just sending a message. I'm not sure at this point because Tommy's always going to call you out.
I just feel like they sent it and they're like, no, they're not good. They're not going to like that.
It doesn't matter what you do. You're grounded.
Yeah, right? You're grounded.
That's how it works here.
No more Xbox.
You want to know, something else I noticed?
What?
When people were doing a meet and greet with Jim, which I thought was cute and funny, and then it wasn't funny anymore. When people, like, they're so nervous, right? Because they, like, they think, like, oh, there's someone very funny. They talk funny on stage. I got to be funny. You know what I mean? And they come up there and just throw this, like, horrible joke out, you know? And then, like, not knowing that Jim, like, you know, he wouldn't think anyone was funny, let alone, like, the whole thing is so awkward and uncomfortable for me to watch.
I can count on one hand the amount of times that I feel like I made Jim genuinely laugh, and I'm not.
Right, and so here's this person who's got no training skills at all with probably communication in general, let alone telling jokes. And they've been online just practicing it in their head, practicing in their one-liner.
Well, because they're like, this is like maybe my favorite comedian. And this is my one chance to meet him. And if I can make my favorite comedian laugh, that'll feel so good.
But even better would just be to like tell the person how much they mean to you or whatever, because that'll make them feel good as opposed to however they feel when they have to react to whatever your bad joke.
Yeah, but like they don't think it's bad. Like, you give back to what they gave you. You're giving back.
Jim aside,
I get it.
Anyone who's there, and if someone came up to you and you was talking to you about how you helped them in a tough time in life, or you love their work and you're your favorite, and I've seen all your work, and they would be much more inclined to like want to keep you around. And the people who try and go up there and be funny, you've never seen them push you. Okay, thank you. All right, cool.
Man, that one line, that knock knock joke really was great. Would you like to open for me at the next show?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, wow. Where have you been?
Holy crap. I've been looking for you this whole time.
Yep. And
people underestimate how high the bar is for comics. They hang out with other professionally funny people all the time. It's like, it's very unlikely that you're going to come in and with no real time to converse with this person to make them genuinely laugh.
And if you want to impress a comic, do something they don't normally get. Be genuinely happy.
Yeah. don't trauma dump.
Right. And just be like, hi, how are you? My name's Tommy, and I really enjoyed your show. I like a lot of your work. And then you'd really throw him off. They'd be like, what the fuck do I do with that?
Yeah. He'd be like, whoa, is this Tommy Cappy? No, I'm just a regular guy.
I'm just a regular nine, you know, just hanging out.
Just your average New York nine.
The next thing he's gonna start calling himself a dime piece.
A New York dime.
A regular old dime piece.
Tommy's a Jersey dime for sure.
Oh yeah. Jersey dime, LA nine, no, LA seven, Vegas nine. I'm making a rap song. Alan Sternfein said, of course I love you guys, but I have a question. Of all the celebrities you have met, who is like or unlike their public persona? Every comic, like we just said, is not like their public persona. And I think Tom Cruise to me was most like I would imagine him to, if you how you'd want him to be.
I'm trying to think.
I mean, everyone you meet is going to be different than their public persona to some degree.
Yeah,
some people are closer than others. But wait, what was the question?
George Carlin was the greatest ever.
You met him?
Yeah. Did you tell him a joke?
Who, George Carlin?
Did you meet him?
No, but like the funny thing about it, I met him twice.
Oh. What are you talking? Why are you just saying things?
Hold on, I got to put in a bet.
George Cohen, I met twice, and he remembered my name the second time, which was very impressive.
Oh. Is it because you ran into him in the bar right after you met him, and that was the second time?
No, I ran into him in front of a hotel about 2 weeks after he was on a show that I was working on.
That's cool.
You know, in his to make it easy for him, I did tell him my name was Poopy Head Potato Nose. You know, so he doesn't, you know, forget that very easy.
That's a pretty easy one to remember, Poopy Head Potato Nose. Yeah.
Especially because it kind of just like describes what you look like.
Yeah, just, you know, homely seven, poopy face potato nose.
Yeah, his parents, like, as soon as he came out, they're like, that's him,
this poopy is the one we've been waiting for, poopy face potato
poop
nose
over his face and his nose looks like a potato. let's keep
we
it
knew
simple,
as soon
honey.
As he laid eyes on him. Make it something that it people will think is easy.
Yeah, no one's forgetting your name if it's poopy face potato nose.
No, that's easy. That's a good one. Yeah, that sticks. Very memorable. Yeah.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you should talk about it with Jacqueline because you're the closest person here to potentially having a family.
I will.
Next episode. Hey, guys, so I'm moving out.
Put your money where your mouth is. You name your own kid Poopy Face.
He may not be named that on a piece of paper, but that's what he's going to be called.
That will definitely be his nickname for sure.
Oh, you should. My nephews have the worst nicknames in the world, like Poop Head, Butt Face, Cabbage.
Wait, that's
nose,
what they're named, or that's what they call you?
No, I call them all these different weird names.
You call them Poop Face.
He just said butt face cabbage nose. they're not even good nicknames.
I didn't know what cabbage nose means.
Nothing. But they love it.
Well, you called me hamhead one day at work. I think
you just gotta come with them, man. Whatever's on your mind.
You say it confidently and everybody's
I forget what it was. I think I called you something in the hallway and Melissa didn't know our relationship at the time, so I call you something like, hey dumbass, and then right. You go, and she's like, whoa, what? And you go, what's up, hamhead? And she was just so thrown off that this assistant in the line producer had this really weird shorthand, just
it's like a canned ham head. You know, like when there's one of those giant hams in a can. It's just very plain and homely. Just sits on his neck. Like sometimes, for some reason, the ham, even though it's in a can and it's completely spam, it's like shaped. It's shaped in that
weird making a head rabbit shape.
It's got the ripples on it, right, from the can.
I've been writing jams all week.
It's writing jams for ham head.
Ham head, spam ham in a cam head.
Watch out, Dr. Seuss. He's shaking in his boots right now.
We're gonna call you Peanut Eminem, all right? Tommy, that should be your new nickname.
I've been hanging out with Killer Mike. I'm getting there. The bug. You go.
Yeah, I'm glad all that. It looks like the Killer Mike stuff cleared up pretty easily.
Yeah, they just, he didn't have to go to court. They just kind of told him, sorry, but let's pretend it didn't happen. We'll expunge everything. Any arrest record is gone. So
that's good.
The damage is done, though, because they never showed you that part. There's never a giant, like, universal take back of anything like that. So most people don't know that was cleaned up. They just think, you just remember the guy got paraded in handcuffs through the Grammys.
Pretty cool.
Unfortunate.
Well,
what again?
No, I was just checking the score.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, I gotta take this guy for a walk. He's free.
All right. Well, it was good seeing you guys again. I hope next time we talk, everyone has good news to share about something.
Yeah,
but I hope that
I know DJ wants to come on here soon, so maybe next week.
Okay, cool.
We'll make it look a lot more professional for him when that happens.
I don't think we can do anything else.
Honestly,
there's not much to do.
Well, let's just have questions for him again and fuck with him.
I have my first question prepared. How are you doing?
Oh, that's good. That's good.
How are you enjoying the podcast with Kelly?
That these are good. Are we writing these down?
Wow. Yeah, write it down so you don't forget.
What is your favorite color?
Yeah.
When you're acting, what do you...
Lisa, if you're out there, make sure to send a few questions.
Please send... Yeah, everyone hurry up and send a bunch of BT Lisa questions for DJ. Which I think that those questions originated on the first DJ episode.
Yeah.
Okay,
the problem is, even if I read them now, he wouldn't believe them.
But he might have forgotten.
I think our audience would actually send in BT questions.
I think they would too. Yeah. Send your big tits Lisa questions in for DJ.
Oh, and when you go, and listen, if you're going to go to Kelly's podcast, Kelly, you take.
What? I don't know, or are you just going to let myself know? You cut out. You cut it. Tiny internet struck again.
Sorry. I know my internet sucks today. When you do your live podcast, are you allowing questions?
Yeah, there's a place on the invite thing to write in questions, and we may have Isaac pull questions from the chat if we need them.
Okay.
All right. Everybody will have an opportunity to ask a question when they submit their email.
Okay, great. So you guys know what type of questions to ask then. And I'll be writing in.
Yes, I can't wait.
Yes.
I'm going to stalk every show until I'm on it.
Great.
Well, I don't have guests, so that's cool.
Well, guys, tune into Kelly's show and find us wherever Jack is on Jack.
Yep.
Jack down. That's why.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. Oh. Yep. This is a tight show, everybody.
Starting over.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa. Whoa, God, that's loud. Holy fucking God. JackAgate.com. Tommy walking in here.
At walking with Tommy on Instagram.
Yeah,